Well, three people prayed for me specifically out loud. One prayed that we love one another, receive one another. He had no idea that's what I was led to talk about tonight. And Mark prayed that that the Lord speak mightily through me. I'm going to sort of set the stage for that to happen, because if anything happens mightily, it comes from this. And I'm going to use a good bit of this tonight. God's word is so powerful. And I'm going to put the brunt of the responsibility of God working on each one of you. It's what you do with what God's word says that matters. So, with that, I'm going to steal a statement from a book that we're covering in the Youth Alive group. We're studying 2 Samuel and David, or 1 and 2 Samuel and King David. And the first message last night, or Sunday night, was on the heart. And we're going to talk more about love tonight. But one of the statements in that book says, there is no organ more critical to life than the heart. We live and die based on its action. And the same is true of our spiritual lives. So, it sounds like we might have a heart condition, since God talks about it a lot. And so the great physician, we've talked about doctors and cancer, and we know the great physician and the creator who made this body and who knows that we're selfish and how we're going to live our life. He knows from our birth to our death what we've already done. We're going to listen to him tonight. We'll start with this verse. We can turn to it. Some I'm just going to read, but turn to 2 Chronicles 16. Verse 9. 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him. When I read that verse, I wanted the God to show himself strong on my behalf. And I saw that the end of the verse says, whose heart is perfect towards him. And perfection is not something I can reach on my own, but it's something I'm going to look to the Lord for. I don't have a perfect heart towards the Lord. And now I'm going to read a number of verses that lead up to the one that I thought of right after being asked to speak. I'm going to explain to you what my dilemma was and then how simple the answer is, and that's my cliffhanger. But I struggled with it for a while till I realized, oh, there's a verse that everyone in the room knows that answers it, and it was done. I'm going to read these next few verses. There's no need to turn. John 15:17. These things I command to you, that ye love one another. Romans 12:10. Be kindly affectioned one to another, with brotherly love, and honor preferring one another. Romans 13:8. Owe no man anything, but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Galatians 5:13. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. Ephesians 4:2. With all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love. 1 Thessalonians 3:12. And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one to another, and towards all men, even as we do towards you. In 1 Thessalonians 4:9. But as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you. For ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. It's become obvious what I'm going to speak about tonight. The verse that came to mind that plagued me without doing any research, I just kept thinking about it over and over, was Leviticus 19:18. Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. And the other verse that says this is Leviticus 19:34. But the stranger that dwelleth with you shall be unto you as one born among you, and thou shalt love him as thyself. For ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I've heard that my whole life since I was a child. But I never thought about what is the standard here. It's obvious that we should love our neighbor. All these verses talked about loving one another. But it says, as thyself. And again, it wasn't a study that I was doing. It was more thinking about it on a daily basis. Why would God put myself as the standard? How do I love myself? You know, do I want everyone to have a new car? You know, you go through this long process of what does God mean? And I just was trying to pick it apart a little more than I ever had before. Loving your neighbor as yourself, and I got this from a commentary, is the summation of the whole law. Galatians 5:14 says, for all of the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So if the whole summation of the law in Scripture is to love thy neighbor as thyself, it's got to be important. And Jesus said it was the second greatest commandment. So I'm going to tell you what the first one is. And Mark 12:31 says, and the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is no other commandment greater than these. So the first greatest commandment, according to Jesus Christ, and he's the authority on which no argument can be made, is in Mark 12:30. And thou shalt love thy Lord, the Lord thy God, with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. So after I realized that I could not define myself, what loving someone as myself was, several weeks later, Jesus gave me the answer. That's where all the right answers come from. In Matthew 7:12, therefore all things whatsoever ye would men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto yourself. Hello. I don't know why I thought about it for so long before I realized that loving someone else as myself was do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. It just, the Lord talks to me for a long time sometimes before I get it. And then it evolved further to John 13, verses 34 and 35. A new commandment I give to you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye love one another. Love one to another. Do people know that we are God's disciples? It says right here that if we love one another, people are going to know that we're Christians, that we serve Christ, that Christ died for our sin, and we believe it, and we've accepted it, and we're living out our life according to that. if we don't love one another out loud where people see it, then we're going to die with a secret that's sad to go to the grave with. John 15:12, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. I like these two, both the last two verses I read said, as I have loved you. We know how God loved us. We know what his example is, and I'm going to read it from Ephesians 5:25. It's an example. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Christ died for his neighbor, according to 1 Corinthians 15:3. Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures. He was willing to give his life for his neighbor. And that wasn't just his neighbor who lived next to him in heaven. He came to earth and he lived among everyone. I can't say people he didn't know, but in his all-knowing ability that he had as God, he knew everyone. But in his being born as a baby and having to grow up, he met people along the way. And then this morning, as I was getting ready to go to work, this last part hit me, and it's the part that I don't know how I'm going to change, but it seemed to be pretty serious. And that was when Jesus stopped to speak to someone, he didn't say, it's hot today, isn't it? Yep, it's hot. How you doing? Fine. Anywhere in Scripture that I could think about, because I was doing this as I was getting ready for work, I wasn't reading Scripture. But Jesus might say something about being thirsty, but he would then go on to say that he had water to drink that other men don't know of, and that he has a way that you can never thirst again. And Jesus didn't say, how's the family, and drop it at that. He talked about the five husbands that she didn't have and the man that she's currently living with and what that really could mean in her life. So God challenged me to stop having these mindless, I'm doing fine. Yep, the weather's hot. It's rained a lot this summer. And try to have meaningful conversations with the everybody's that I run across. I do this to you folks at church. You say, how you doing? Doing good. Don't talk to me no more. No, I don't really feel that way, but I just sometimes as talkative as I am, you know, or distracted with whatever it is that I am, or just tired, depends on what time of day it is. But God wants us to have real communication with our neighbor. He wants us to love our neighbor. He wants us to love one another. I think he wants us to have conversations between us that matter, besides State and Carolina. So these are the words that I felt led to share with you tonight, and it's up to you what you do with it. Father, Lord, we do thank you for your word. We thank you for how you speak to us through your Holy Spirit. We thank you for this assembly that we can meet in and still in freedom, and that we can say the name Jesus Christ and not be persecuted for it, Lord. We do thank you for the freedoms that we have in this country, and we see how all around the world that we truly are privileged in this matter. Lord, we thank you that you have invited us to come directly to you and talk to you. And we know that prayer changes things, Lord. And we think of the answered prayer tonight of Mr. Swope not having cancer. We prayed for that. And we have no idea whether or not he would have had cancer, but we know that prayer changes things. And we thank you for that answered prayer. And Lord, we just pray for everyone who hears this message tonight, Lord, that you will take it and soften our hearts and help us to understand that we're so far from where we need to be. And we just pray that you will help us to love one another through seeing how you loved us. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.